The underclass, growing underclass thing, John Key said that the principal of Wesley School was leaned on by Labour to change its tune. What do you say to that?
There's not a shred of truth in that. The point is that Mr Key has blustered about a school that he knows very little about. I'd rather listen to the principal's word.
Do you believe the claim that there is 150,000 people, kids going to school without being fed?
Well, there's no basis for those numbers that I know of. But let's be clear, there are poor families in our country. And the last 7 or 8 years, our government has been dedicated to do something about that. That's why we got rid of National's market rents in the state houses. That's why we've put in the huge Working for Families program, which has put a lot more food on families' tables. That's why we got rid of the Employment Contracts Act, so that workers had a fair go to negotiate decent wages. That's why we've poured extra support, particularly into low-decile schools. That's why we've expanded the primary health care strategy so people have more affordable doctor's fees. A lot has been done. Of course there are still poor families.
Do you
Mr Key would argue the fruit in schools that you've introduced is an acknowledgement by Labour that there is a problem in feeding kids when they go to schools.
Well, firstly, fruit in schools has multiple purposes as a program. It's about publicising healthy eating, much more healthy actually than muesli bars. And secondly, it's part of the overall thrust of the government to get not only better food on our families' tables, but also more exercise. So it's part of a bigger health issue.
These social services agencies that are using this figure of 15,000 say that you're wrong to say it's not 15,000. They want you to accept that it's 15,000. What do you say to them?
Well, you can't just except unsubstantiated figures. I saw a reference in the particular article to some kind of survey that was done 3 years ago. Working for Families took effect since then. That's made a huge difference, and we know that the impact of lowering the state house rentals, the fair rents income the related rent policy, was to quite drastically reduce the price of rental housing for families.
Do you think John Key had a successful start to the year? Is that going to be one of the issues on your strategy corporate agenda?
Well, let's make one thing clear. I'm not going to spend the next 2 years offering comment on everything the Leader of the Opposition says or does. I have a very substantial programme of action this year. I'm very busy this week. We're putting the final touches on the speech for the opening of Parliament. I lead an active government and a government which gets results.
Do you think he's doing better than John Brash, though?
Well, I haven't heard him a reel in the last few weeks.
Do you think there's been a politicisation, if you like, of poverty by the National Party at the moment? Are you concerned about where that might end?
Well, I'm concerned when streets and neighbourhoods are stereotyped, as they have been. I understand that the Kids Can organisation is very concerned about ending up being used as a political football. I think when you drag families and streets and neighbourhoods into the public arena, there are downsides. And I guess my thoughts are with Wesley Primary today and the children turning up for the first time, having had their school and streets in the neighbourhood focused on in a way that the families won't be happy.
So have your people never been involved, anyone in the Labour Party organisation or affiliates been involved in talking to Wesley in the last few days to get them to change their mind on this?
There was no contact initiated with Wesley Primary. As I understand it, the principal herself left a message with Mr Gough's office on an answer phone over the weekend. The electorate secretary returned the call. The principal eventually spoke with Mr Gough, but she was ringing him to tell him what she thought the problem was.
Do you think that New Zealand continuing to negotiate for a Pacific region free trade, including Fiji, runs counter to the government's stance in terms of post-coup administration?
Well, obviously, for a number of years, the government's been working within the Pacific Island Forum on Pacific-wide closer economic relations. Of course, we deplore the coup in Fiji, but we're working with the Pacific Island Forum and all the countries in the forum on the trade agreement.
But do you not think that it could be a potential advantage to Fiji, therefore, another area in which they could be penalised in terms of the New Zealand government?
Of course, the New Zealand government has not imposed economic sanctions on Fiji. The New Zealand government has been working for a number of years on a trade agreement with countries in the Pacific Island Forum, Fiji is most unlikely to be evicted as a member of the Pacific.
Prime Minister, do you think there's more or less hungry kids in schools after 7-8 years of the Labor government?
Well, one would have to say that on the evidence of fast falling unemployment over the past 7 years, on the evidence of the impact of going back to fair rents, on the evidence of working for families, which has put a lot of money back into our families' pockets so they can feed their children well, on the evidence of better industrial relations legislation, you would have to expect that things are looking up. But of course, we still have poor families. I know that over time, the policies we have in place are working for families, and ideally over time they work for them.
Do you think John Key's just involved in some sort of cheap stunts or gimmicks at the moment?
Well, as I say, I'm not going to spend the next 2 years with a running commentary on that.
Can you make Hone Haruwera's call for a treaty commissioner?
I really have no advice on that.
On the issue of the Waitangi Treaty Grounds, is there a possibility that the existing trust board could be dissolved and replaced, say, with the Historic Places Trust, is what I sort of got from your breakfast comments this morning. Is that what you were talking about?
Well, what I said was this is very old legislation, and I invite you to go back and look at the legislation which governs the Waitangi National Trust to see how old and archaic it is. My understanding is that at the outset, when Lord Bledisloe, the Governor General, purchased the land, he was in the midst of the Great Depression, and the Conservative Coalition government of the day said it couldn't help. And so the trust carried on as, in some ways, a public-private partnership. But I don't think there's anything wrong 70 years down the track having a look at the legislation and the governance issues.
It was his intention, though, and it spells out that he wanted it to continue free from any political influence.
Well, he may well, and there's no intention to have political influence, but we also have to recognise that these premises around the Treaty House are iconic New Zealand premises. We've just celebrated what in effect is our national day, the birthday of our nation. I think it does concern a lot of Kiwis that to enter the door you pay a fee. So those are all issues that should be looked at in the fullness of time.
Are you not happy with the way that the trust is running things, though, up there, the way it has been administering the trust?
Well, there have been some issues, and those can be looked at in a review.
So you think it's wrong for people to have to pay to go on?
Fundamentally, I would like to see people able to enter what in effect is the birthplace of our nation without a fee.
Would the government consider dipping into its pocket to help top up the money that would be missing?
Well, that would be an issue of looking at the overall governance and legislative arrangements.
Isn't that just a handy excuse, though, for the government to step in and take control, given it's not a huge issue in terms of the scheme? When you look at the statutory independence of the trust versus...
Well, fundamentally, this is not a huge issue, full stop. But suffice it to say, it's after 70 years, we are having a look at the legislation and governance issues.
Professor, I know you've been reluctant to comment on things that John Key is doing, but he's labelled you as out of touch, and I just thought you may have a reaction to that comment.
Oh, I think others can be the judge of that. I think if people look at the way I get around our community and keep in touch with our communities, that would be a very odd charge to levy.
Can you give us an idea of what you'd like to say on Tuesday to Parliament?
Well, obviously the main answer is wait for Tuesday, but it outlines the programme for the year. I've indicated that we're very keen on stepping up the issues around sustainability this year, so of course that would be important. But there's a lot going on right across economic, trade, social and other policy.
Are there going to be some sort of answers to those issues, some firm policies, some firm direction?
There are big issues that we've had consultation documents put out, and so we're not ready to pronounce final solutions without hearing from the public. There's others like biofuels, where we're very close to making announcements, and some other issues as well.
You're about to lose an MP and gain an MP this week or next week with Georgina Beyer. Are you expecting any more this coming year?
Well, hard to say. As I've said many times, I think the main renewal will be around the time of the general election.
Are you having chats to any of the MPs at the moment about the next couple of years and whether they want to vacate their positions now?
The question is, I guess, would you like to see more move aside so you can begin that renewal?
I think the best thing is to be planning a renewal around the selection process. I've made that clear.
What are you talking about in the caucus plan?
Caucus, well, first caucus of the year. People review the state of Affairs. I'll give them a heads up on the speech. I'll be looking to the parliamentary session. Obviously, this is the caucus in the three-year cycle where we elect our leadership, and it won't surprise you that I'll be a contender.